I was going to talk about worship today, and on Monday I just got a got something where I had like a block. I just couldn't do it. There's nothing I could. It just wasn't working. So I changed my lesson up today, and I'm still going to talk about a spiritual discipline, but I'm going to close our series on spiritual disciplines today with this thought. And I want to call this discipline winning the spiritual battle every day, winning the spiritual battle, because I believe, church, that we are in a spiritual battle. And I believe one of the best disciplines that you're going to be able to do is, number one, realize you're in a battle. And realize that every time you wake up in the morning, that you're going to be in a battle with the one who was kicked out of heaven and is trying to take as many people as he can with him to the place where he's going to go, which is hell. And it is a constant and daily struggle that all of us have. And so I have no problem asking you this question, because I know I feel it. I know you feel it. Do you ever wake up every morning and just go, how is this battle in my mind? Where does it come from? Where do these things that I battle come from? And they all come from the pit of hell, of course. But there's this ongoing battle between what's going on in our head and between the faith that God has called us to walk in, the faith that he wants us to live in each and every day. As we've talked these last 6 or 7 weeks, we've talked about, yes, the daily spiritual bulking up comes from confessing our sins to other people and confessing them to God. And of course, our spiritual health comes from praying and asking God for help and asking God for the things that we need. Yes, all those things are there. And we have to pray every day to feed our soul and to read God's word and to get it in us. And then when Bob talked about we have to give of in so many different areas that God has called us to do that. But all those things get wrapped up in this one, is winning that battle every day to decide in your head, that you're going to proceed forward with the one who has called you, and you're going to listen only to his voice, and you're going to give him preeminence in your life. I discovered that the mind is not just a battle zone. It is a conflict zone. It is a zone where so many things take place. And it's where all good and bad things come out in our hands, in our mouths, in our feet, in the places that we go, and the things that we do. The good news, though, is that God's word is powerful. And it's not just to help you, but to transform you. And the Bible says we are to renew our mind every day. We are to renew it with what? With truth. With truth. We have to remind ourselves every day that what God says is true, not what the culture says, not what the news says, not what our friends say, but what God says about us, what God says about him, and what God says about our relationship with all those people in our lives. When you look at your life, you'll notice that early on that when you become a follower of Jesus, you often feel like Paul, who said, and I'm quoting a very misquote, but I'm saying this. Paul said, I often do the things I don't want to do because I don't want to do the things that I do, and I don't even know why I do the things that I want to do, and I don't want to do them. And that's kind of the way that we approach our daily spiritual life. And we, as we watch the Apostle Paul and his life as he progresses from a young baby Christian, he goes along in his ministry and he learns to fight against the lies that attack his mind. And he learns to be able to stand firm when the lies come at him. And for he says, for though we live in a world, we do not wage war as the world does, or do we? Do we wage war as the world does? If you're waging war as the world does, you will lose, and you are losing. Paul says, though we live in the world, we wage war not as the world does. We're not to fight. We are just to stand. That's what the Bible tells us time and time again. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power. They have the power to slice and dice those horrible things that come into our mind. And as we close this series, we have to close with this most important discipline. You have to realize that you and I are in a battle. The devil wants to attack your mind, and he will go every way he can. He will find every weakness there is in you. He will come against you, and he will begin to start to put strongholds in your life, and you don't even know they're there. And he will tell you things that are untrue about you and about others. And he will take away God's healing that God has for you, because the Bible says God wants you to walk. He wants you to walk in faith, not by what you feel, not by what you think you see, not by what you hear, but by faith. One lie at a time, we are to dismantle the things that the devil throws at us. If we're not careful, we become a prisoner of deception, because pretty soon the devil comes at us and we find ourselves snared up into these different things. And the scripture tells us in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, it says this: we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So we have the power to demolish arguments and all the things that come at us in our mind. It's there. We can demolish them. We can tear them down. We can tear them apart. We can divine them and know what God wants us to do. So our daily habit is to take this rumble that goes on our head, to take this mishmash that comes against us, and to make sense of it and to renew our minds every day. Our lives, I think I put this, that you can go to the next one. Our lives are always moving in the direction of our strongest thoughts. They're always moving, and the things that you're thinking about, that's where your mind and your life tend to go. Eating disorders are there. Addiction, some form of anxiety are actually a direct result of thinking. And that's what science tells us again and again, that God's word is true. And we get in these habits to where we said, this is all I can do. That's all I can do. And God says, no, you don't understand. You don't understand what I can do. And so Proverbs 23 then says this: for as I think in his heart, as a person thinks, so is he. As a person thinks in his heart, so are you. Listen, if you think you can't, you probably won't. If you think you can't, you probably won't. If you think you can, by the grace of the faith in God, you probably will. You will go on. You will prosper. You will go to the next place. And when I say prosper, I don't mean monetarily. I mean you will find riches in Christ that you never thought were possible. What I want to do is I want to encourage you today for just a moment. It's going to be a very, very short lesson for me, I believe. And so I want to give you three possibilities to look at this morning in your own life. Three possibilities that I want you're already home, so I want you to take these in your house today, and I want you to think about these three possibilities. The first one is this: I want you to look at your mindset. What's a mindset? As you're characterized by, do you have these thoughts in you that are worried and panicked and anxiety and fear? Would you say that you have more thoughts that are characterized by being full of peace? So do you have more peace or do you have more anxiety in your head? That's a mindset. Do you tend to wake up and have your mind drift towards the negative, or do you drift towards the positive, towards what God says about you and about your life? What would you say if you were reading your thoughts this morning as you sit where you sit? What is your mindset? Are you more characterized by peaceful thoughts or by thoughts that are unhealthy? The second one I want you to think about, this second possibility that I want you to think about this morning is this, is that do your thoughts drift towards the negative, or do they drift towards the positive? Do you wake up and find yourself like negative and critical of other people, of your coworkers, of yourself? If that's the case, you've got a mindset that is not what God has called you to do. And so you have some building, some spiritual building to do in you. You have to let God to help you demolish those things. And then the third mindset, the third possibility that there's a possibility that you might have in your mind is that your thoughts are more worldly, or are they more temporary? Do the things you think about, are they the things that are going to burn up? Or are they the things that are going to last forever? Are you thinking more about God's kingdom, or are you thinking more about your kingdom? See, when it comes to your mind, what you think in your mind comes out in your life. And it shows your friends, it shows your spouse, it shows Jesus what's going on in you. Because that comes out as fruit, good or not so good. See, what comes into your mind comes out of you. You've got to get a hold of that. So the question is, if your life is always moving in that direction of strongest thoughts, are you excited about the direction that your thoughts are taking you? Are you excited about the way that your thoughts are aiming you in that direction? Are they aiming you towards worldly, or are they aiming you towards forever? I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you to start identifying some of these strongholds in your life. Because if you're here today and you saw in yourself some of those things, those possibilities in your mind, there's some strongholds going on in you. I want to encourage you to understand what it is that's holding you back. Because if you have a stronghold in your life, it's stopping you from going where God has called you to do. The stronghold is holding you prisoner. It is stopping your progress. It is stopping you from going and being who God has called you to be. I'm not good enough, or something happened in my past. I'm too bad for God to use, or I can't trust the people around me. And that prevents us from growing spiritually. We can't bulk up. We can't build anything when we're stuck in our heads. Romans 12:2, it's not up on the thing, but it says this. Paul says it this way. He says, "Do not be conformed to the patterns of this world." We could maybe say it like this morning. Don't be conformed to the wrong ways of thinking, because every day it happens. The wrong thinking comes into our mind and it affects our progress. I can't do this. I can't be a part of this. I'm ugly. I'm this. And it stops us from going where God wants us to go. Paul says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do you do that? It's a daily process. We're staying off the destructive, negative things. We're warding them off. We're saying, in the name of Jesus, get out of my mind. Leave me alone. What is that spiritual discipline then? It's Jesus is calling us to make a new truth in your mind. His truth, only his truth, because his truth is the only thing that will last. If it's a truth based on anything but Jesus, it will not stand up to the test that you're going to face every day. So what's your biggest stronghold? What's holding you back today? Can you think of it? Take a second and think about that. Maybe you feel helpless. Maybe you feel hopeless. Maybe you feel worthless. Because you cannot defeat what you don't define, church. If you can't define what's going on in your head, you will not defeat it. It will grab a hold of you, and it will stop you from being who God is planning for you. The next thing I want you to do today as we start closing this out is this. Name the truth that demolishes that stronghold. What is the truth in God's word that demolishes that stronghold that says you're not good enough? Name the truth that demolishes that gets it out of there so it doesn't stay there and bug you to death and stop you. And so it's important. John says in 8:32, John says, the truth will set you free. The truth sets you free. The lie puts you in bondage. The lie puts you in chains. No progress. You sit there and you spin your wheels. 1 Corinthians 5 says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. We take captive those thoughts that come at us. Are you taking them captive? Or are you letting them in the playground and just play around? We are not prisoners to our thoughts. We take our thoughts captive, he says, and we make them obedient to Christ. Ephesians 6 tells us that we have a spiritual armor. And I don't want to go into that much today, but here's, I'll tell you the very basic elements of that to remind you that you have an armor and that as you stand firm, there's only one weapon that you have that is offensive. The rest of them are for protection. The rest of them are protection. You have the helmet of salvation. You have the breastplate of righteousness. You have the shield of faith, the belt of truth that prepares the way for the gospel, and the readiness of peace. And all those are defensive. They help us not get hit, not get dinged. And if you're not wearing the armor, you are getting hit. You only have one that is offensive. And that weapon is all you do. You don't sling it. You say it. It is the truth of God's word. You have to have that word that when something comes in your mind, you have to be able to say, but no, this is what God says. God has divine power, and he wants to give it to you to be able to slice and dice and protect those things. All you need to do is put on the armor and ask God to protect you. He's given you time to do what he has called you to do. A lot of you say, oh, I'm too busy to do this. I'm too busy to study the word. You're not too busy. You can't be too busy to put on the armor of God. You cannot be too busy to demolish the strongholds that are in your mind. Because if you're too busy to do that, you are gonna sink. When I'm weak, the Bible says, his strength is made strong. The weaker I am, the stronger he is. I love that verse. I love that verse where Paul talks about that. So what's the driving lie that's holding you back today as we close? What's that driving lie that is just taking you apart? The part of what that you're sitting there going today, if I could just get over this. Remember, God has divine power and he wants to wage war for you in your stead. Maybe you think, I can't get everything done. I never can get it all done. And your truth is, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Who gives me strength when I'm weak. He makes me strong. Maybe you feel like I'm never going to be attractive enough or I don't like the way that I look. No, no, no. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. By the grace of God, he's given you gifts to make a difference in this world. He made you to make a difference in this place that you're living. Maybe you feel like your life's always going to be miserable. And you're always going to be where you're at right now, this morning. And you're not ever going to climb out of this hole you're in. And you're always going to be depressed. No, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Oh, but you're nothing but a victim. That person did that thing to you. No, no, no. God's word says, I'm an overcomer. I'm an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of his testimony. I am not who others say I am. I am who Jesus says I am. I'm not something that's worthless. I am very, very valuable. So what are we going to do? We're going to capture the lies. We're going to name the lies. We're going to replace it with truth. And by the power of God, you will not stay locked in prison. And the truth just isn't a concept, church. The truth is a person, and his name is Jesus. And he wants to set you free. See, there's a battle going on in your mind. And I want to name that one stronghold. And I want God's truth to set me free. I want to pray for you right where you are. And I really want you to grab on to some of these things today. As we talked about building up our spiritual health, it starts and it ends with this, because what's in here always comes out here. Let's pray. Jesus, we want to grow spiritually. We want to be who you want us to be. And I pray that every person watching this and within the sound of my voice would understand the scope of the battle that we're in, that the devil is mad and he wants us to stop. He wants us to spin our wheels. He wants us to think we're not enough. He wants us to believe all these horrible lies. And so, God, I pray as our church journeys to pump, to bulk up spiritually, that we will remember every day to demolish those lies that come against our mind and to make them captive and to let you replace them with truth. We thank you for the armor. We pray, God, that we would start using that armor and that it would be a part of who we are. I thank you for this service today. I thank you for every person that is watching. I pray all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Thank you so much for being here.